Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to it, everybody. Manic Monday getting underway here. New week underway on 97.3 The Fan. Gwynn and Chris program. Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn and Mr. Matt Scraby. All of us together in the Odyssey Palace Studios. 2-hour show today ahead of Monday Night Football. A little bit later, we'll have the Cowboys. And Tony?
You know, I have no idea who's playing today.
Well, I wouldn't ask you if I didn't expect you to say.
Oh, is it the Raiders?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thanks.
Somebody somewhere thought that would be a good game, so they put it on Monday Night Football, and so it will be. Week 11 of the National Football League will wrap up with that game later. We'll talk plenty about the games yesterday, and we also have a Gwynn and Chris overtime for you, so you'll be able to pick that up. Scraby will post it on our YouTube page around 4 o'clock today, and we'll have all of the highlights and everything from the football. But maybe more important, guys, we'll have all of the highlights from the wedding. Yes, I am back from Moab, Utah. After officiating the wedding of my godson, Connor, and his lovely bride, Alex, happy to say I'm in one piece, and they are together as one. So I must have said the right thing.
So you got the job done.
I got the job done. Good. I got to the point where you can kiss your bride. So that was kind of my goal. And if you want to hear more about the wedding, and actually there's some pretty crazy stories, as there usually are, all of that stuff will be on our Gwynn and Chris overtime, so you can get all the insight to what happened in Utah over the weekend. But the rain has gone away for now, but not soon enough for the Aztecs Saturday night. I know they won the football game, guys, but San Diego State can never catch a break.
No.
They just can't. They finally sell a bunch of tickets. They have a promotion, and then it just pours for 24 straight hours.
Yeah,
and pretty much nobody goes to see them win one of their better wins in a while, beating Boise
Big
State.
Win.
Yeah, I mean, look, Boise State was in the number 3 seed in the college football tournament last year. The Aztecs won 3 games last year. And so it is that San Diego State knocked them off with a nice performance there on Saturday night, 17-7. Sticking with the Aztec theme, the basketball team will go back to work tomorrow against Troy. But they will go back to work once again as an unranked team in college basketball.
No love. No love at all.
Yeah. I mean,
seems like.
Excuse me, we're out here. But I also shouldn't be surprised. While I was gone, Aaron Judge did win the MVP.
It was close, I will say.
You thought closer than you even thought?
I thought it was I thought it was going to be, based on how the conversation was happening, I thought it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
He won by like 20-something points.
I think everybody voted one of the two of them in first place.
Right.
But Judge got a couple more first-place votes. I honestly think it's a travesty. I really, truly do. And that is not a anti-Aaron Judge stance. I really like Aaron Judge. I'm all about his game. And I just think when a catcher does historic things like Cal Raleigh did, and I just thought, and he also won the division, Cal Raleigh. Judge couldn't win his division. I don't know. I just think that was such an example of, the East Coast thing, which we've seen for so long. So maybe we shouldn't be too surprised, Tony, but I still didn't like it. I thought it was kind of bad.
you know, I think it's easy to place the East Coast thing on it. I mean, from a statistical standpoint, it was a landslide in terms of Judge's numbers versus
Raleigh's.
It just was. However, it's most valuable. And at that position, being able to get that kind of production, I think raises it to a level in which it became a pretty close competition. As it ends up winning out, Judge wins. And I can't say that I disagree, but I honestly was happy to see the contest be as close as it was. Because that, to me, when you look at the numbers, you can make the case easy for Judge. And the fact that it was that close means that people did, the voters, did value what you saw from that position.
Well, I think the voters who voted for Raleigh valued it. I think the voters who didn't value it. That's kind of what bothers me, Tony.
Yeah, but you don't vote
I think
for
you
one,
owe
though.
It as a voter to look a little deeper than the numbers. I just think you do.
I think that's why you have so many voters. He had 17 second place votes to first to Judge's 17 first place votes.
You know, guys, I know you look to me for
please
tie-breaking vote in this whole thing.
Yes, please clear this up.
I always ask myself, would that team have made the playoffs without that player? And I think the Mariners maybe could have made the playoffs without Cal Raleigh.
Really?
Yankees are definitely not making the playoffs without Aaron Judge.
Well, they
Judge.
Didn't have Aaron Judge for a long time, and they did make the playoffs.
You know what's crazy? I think Aaron Judge, before I spurt off some numbers, let me go and get the, I think it's like less than 10 games difference from what they
there
played.
Is. In terms of what they played? I did. I had this argument as I was arguing for Cal Raleigh at this point during the season.
Aaron Judge missed a ton of time.
With somebody from New York. As well, look at the records when they were both out. I was like, they barely missed any time. It's not even enough.
Isn't that like, well, that's my definition of MVP. Like, if you remove that person from the team, are they a completely different team? I think if you remove
you're
Cal
gonna tell
Raleigh,
me that if you moved Cal Raleigh from the team, you've had the same pitching all year with a backup catcher.
I can't answer that.
You don't know that. I'll end my argument on this one. I'll let everybody decide for themselves. But how about should we not even just change the NL MVP? I mean, is Ohtani just automatically going to get it? He got every vote. Did anyone else at least deserve a vote? Did Schwarber deserve one vote? Did somebody somewhere deserve a vote? Or does this we just have to assume
it's hard
based on the fact that he's, you know, what he is, a Swiss Army knife, which we've never the likes of seen. It's just a unanimous thing for Ohtani. How many has he got now? Four?
Yep.
I mean, he might get 14 MVPs before it's all over.
As long as he is pitching and hitting at this level,
I guess there's nothing we can do.
Pains me to say that, but
I know
the fact is we've never seen anything like it, and it's our responsibility, I think, not ours in particular, but the writers in particular, not to get bored with what they're seeing, because that's where it's headed. We're already having the conversation now. Like, does anybody else deserve a vote? Actually, no. I mean, no one else is getting on the mound and hitting at the same time and doing it at this level.
And so, doing it pretty well.
Right. So let's not get bored with what we're seeing. I know he plays for the Dodgers, and that is a problem in itself. But in terms of what he's doing, there still isn't anything we've ever seen.
Maybe I should be happy that the East Coast voters seem to be able to notice what Ohtani's doing.
They recognize
they
that.
They just can't see what Cal Raleigh did for some reason.
I also believe...
Seattle further west? Did I miss something there?
Again, that kind of speaks to how incredible what he's doing.
Yeah. I go back to the Jason Stark article, which I do like Jason Stark. He has great stuff. But he was saying that the Dodgers aren't breaking baseball. And I say that to say, I think the writers right now are like loving this era of baseball, and they want to be on the right side of covering Ohtani. I voted for him for all of his MVPs.
So you brought up the whole ruining baseball. So was Babe ruining baseball at the time?
The money wasn't even close to being a thing back then.
It's the money. It's not the player that's turning the tide.
Well, the money was kind of the thing back then. Let's take a look at the situation.
The I know Red you were Sox, there, so tell
the
us.
The Red Sox had Babe Ruth. The owner of the Red Sox wanted to fund a play called No No Nanette. In order to get the money to fund that play, He had to give Babe Ruth to the Yankees so he could get the money. So it was about the money, even though just a different amount of money.
Terrible investment on his part.
That was why he traded Babe Ruth for a play.
He was into the arts. He was into the arts.
I just think
he was into the arts.
He was into the arts.
When Chris asked, does someone else deserve a vote? I think Kyle Schwarber definitely deserved a vote.
I would have liked to see the Philadelphia guy maybe give him a vote.
He
You watched him all year. Could have given him
what
a vote.
What vote? First? Does he deserve a first place vote?
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying a first place
vote. Schwarber that one.
I'm giving him at least one.
If Schwarber played for the Padres and had that year, I think as a Padre guy, I would have said, you know what? Otani's going to win anyway. I'm going to show a little love for Schwarber.
That's not supposed to be how it works.
That's supposed to be how I work it, Tony. Speaking of the Padres, Kyle Hart signed today, so he'll be back next year. And we're close with AJ Preller by all estimations.
It seems like
he's very close to an extension. You're still kind of down on it.
The only thing that freaks me out is like why? Why do we keep saying it's close when it's not?
I think it's close.
Maybe it's close.
I mean, you
got
to
dot
a lot of I's. You got to cross a lot of T's.
Maybe it is close.
Well, everybody's saying it is.
I mean, it's been close for like 3 weeks.
But no one was saying
it. I just want AJ to feel the security of his job. That means he could do a better job.
I think he can.
I think in this world,
I think he can.
He signed through the year, so I think he's going to do his job regardless. One way or another.
All right. We'll talk some more. Plenty of Padres, of course. A lot of football to discuss. Big weekend in college football. And the NBA is starting to crank up a little bit here. I told you the Bulls after the 5-0, Tony, would be.
They lost a tough one, man.
Did you see that winning shot?
I did.
Fall away three-pointer?
That was nasty.
In double overtime? Come on. Be nicer than that. So we'll get into that. We got our usual stuff. We got some Daily Gambit and a Big Five to get to. A lot of good stuff. A couple of late-breaking stories. Ja'Marr Chase did spit on Jalen Ramsey. And the NFL has suspended him one game. That just came down a little bit ago. And the other news, Virginia Tech will soon become one of my least favorite college football teams because they are close to bringing in James Franklin from the disposed Penn State coach. So we'll talk about all that stuff and more. Gwen and Chris, happy you're with us. Happy to be here. Starting off a Monday on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
2:17 on this Monday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sella, and Matthew Scraby. Padres in the news a little bit. Talked a little bit on it, about it before we went to break. NFL, we kind of hit on it before we went to break about one Ja'Marr Chase. Chris mentioned he has been suspended. One game, and this is a little bit different than the first game of the season, I believe, where, what was the, Carter, defensive tackle for the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter.
Before the season even started.
Before the game even started.
Right, after the kickoff.
He was kicked out of the game for spitting, and so the NFL basically said that was his one game suspension.
Right.
In this situation, Ja'Marr Chase kind of sneak spit on Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey was the one who was actually ejected for throwing a punch. And
then, in my mind, Jalen Ramsey was lying to everybody and trying to get away with a punch. Until the video came out.
Yeah, now video came out let me say this. By the time I heard about it, video was already, okay. It was see, going along with the talk. So
I just saw that he got kicked out, and I thought, typical Jalen Ramsey.
I got to say, I don't know when it became like the new rage thing to do is to spit on someone.
Yeah. And your comment to me earlier before the show was, that's not somebody you accuse. That's not something you would accuse somebody of. That's dirty play. You don't say somebody spit on me when they didn't.
I haven't come across anybody who's ever used that one like lying. Yeah. So the fact that, and it was the way Jalen Ramsey said it. He said, well, once he spit on me, he didn't use this word language, but he used much more colorful language. He said, once he spit on me, it really didn't matter. I didn't care what happened.
You know what he should have said? He should have borrowed the Xander Bogaerts line. Once he spit on me, I just saw red. I love Xander's line.
That's basically what seemed to happen. Yeah. And so Ja'Marr Chase will be suspended. The weird part is that despite knowing that there are at least 100,000 cameras on the field all at once.
That's true.
That you would say, I didn't spit, thinking that you might actually get away with there being no footage of it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen ever again.
They certainly showed it, and it was a nice.
There was a
good amount that came out of his mouth. Let's just say that
there was a punt on the right side of the Kansas City sideline yesterday in the Denver Kansas City game, and the Denver guy ran it back and gained some yardage or something. Way on the other side of the field, Sean Payton was out on the field celebrating, and the official ran into him
and called through
the flag. But at the time, everybody's like, this is another
phony
Kansas City flag. But, you know, what I'm saying is the camera saw
they see
it.
Everything.
There's nothing that you can... Yeah.
I mean, there was literally a camera about 3 feet away from this referee.
Like, what's a camera doing over
Sean
there?
And Sean Payton goes down like a sack of potatoes, and he kind of gets that look like, what are you doing to me?
I got to tell you something. The ref, legit. He went down like a ton of bricks. He had the flag out of his pants and up in the air.
So angry.
As he was standing up, Tony, to get up and get back into the play.
It was pretty
And
good.
He never looked at him. He just got up, threw the flag, and
he just kept on moving.
Kept that great work by the ref on that one.
Yeah. I didn't see that, but that would have been funny to kind of fall along with. But, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase will be suspended. I'm interested to see what he says now that he has been caught on camera spitting on
someone.
We've
spent a lot of the season maybe because the Dolphins are so close to my heart, but, you know, destroying the Dolphin organization, the ownership, the coach, the GM, they've been fired, they've been ridiculed. Obviously, Joe Burrow's out, but... Is there any? Aren't the Bengals really the most dysfunctional franchise? They're 3-8 with Chase, with everything they have. The defense is absolutely awful. That ownership really is like legitimately bad.
They seem to put themselves in bad spots.
Happening every year
to
the Bengals.
They do a pretty good job of gaining talent at some point, and they get a lot of it, but then it just stalls out, and so. Yeah, they're in that spot. It sounds like Joe Burrow is pretty close to coming back to playing some football, which could certainly change things. But it also may not. Their defense still has a lot of issues to deal with. Reminder, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their futures when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Chris, the other thing that... You didn't get a chance to really weigh in on.
Right.
But it was kind of broke while you were gone officiating the wedding. It sounds like there is some interest. AJ Preller is interested possibly in bringing back Luis Arraez back to the Padres. Now,
he didn't call me on this one. I don't want any blame for this one.
I think that it's not all that much of a surprise because it's likely the market may be...
The first baseman you want are going to be too expensive, aren't they?
The market may come back to the Padres on this one. The first basemen that are out there, I mean, you can already take one off the board. Josh Naylor signs a 5-year deal with the Mariners. Now, he probably would have been a little bit under of what Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber are going to get. And so you start kind of re-looking at that list, Naylor's off of it, it's going to be pretty expensive. We don't know exactly, sounds like the levels that the Padres have spent at will be the levels that they're going to stay at despite this
And we
news.
Know that Schwarber's going to get, you know, $80 million a day from the Phillies. You're going to have to match that.
They're going
to
go
so we can
above
dream,
and beyond.
But
I'm
that's
assuming.
Not going to happen. The only other option, either Arraez comes back, plays first base, or you find somebody's DH somewhere and put O'Hearn on first base. But I just, look, if Arraez comes, I just have to get ready for another season of me being ridiculed. And I just, you know, I'm not going to change my opinion.
How is this about you, Chris?
What do you think of when you hear Arraez is coming back to the Padres?
Again, we go
back. The fact that it was in about 6 months worth of lambasting me because I, you know, said I liked the guy.
It goes back to you weren't understanding the argument. It was people wanted him moved down in the lineup, not anything about him being on the team.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? He wasn't ever moved down in the lineup. So
and look what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
They
didn't make the playoffs?
Jettisoned.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah. See, there's more thoughts like that right there.
Yeah.
That guy. You guy.
Tony just pointed.
Cody Bellinger. Reese Hoskins.
Reese Hoskins, I think, is a wash at this point. I think he's done. Or he looked like he was. Are you bringing up other possibilities?
Those are names that popped up in the free agent first baseman class.
Yeah. We'll see. You know what I'm going to say? That's great, but you better bat him eighth so people will leave me alone.
That's fine.
That'll be fine with you. Mr. He knows everything about how to put a lineup together over there.
Yeah, we got a lot of
you and everybody else out there who looked at an analytic and decided that's how it has to be.
Ryan O'Hearn's another option there. Goldschmidt, Carlos Santana, that'd probably be in a range that you could handle, but is it the production that you're going to get? So, I don't know. I think that will continue to kind of become clearer and clearer as the market sets itself for what the Padres will be able to get. I think their first priority, regardless, is still starting pitching. It won't be at that position unless something falls to them, I think.
Yeah. And every day you pick up a report that Michael King is headed here and Dylan Cease is headed there.
I did see something.
And
that
it doesn't mean
up
a lot to
phone.
Me. I mean, until somebody signs. So
I don't know what publication I saw it, but it was. I think the title was "Why the Padres Won't Have to Break the Bank to Sign Michael King." I didn't read it, but it was a positive little headline. Page. So, you know, I was like,
You filed that away.
I filed that one away.
Yeah, just finishing up with Luis Arraez. I'm sorry.
We're back.
Yes, we are. This isn't against you. This is just, I definitely feel some type of way about the unbelievable amount of criticism and the nastiness of the criticism I received for sticking up for the guy.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're right. I'm holding on to it. I'm not. I can't.
God, this was like 3 months ago.
All right. Well, it'll all come up again if he returns
just
to this team.
Just admit you were wrong and everything feels better.
What was he wrong about?
Yeah. If you tell me what I was wrong about.
He was wrong about what people wanted him to feel. Move him down in the lineup.
Are you the spokesman for the people that wanted him to feel? So they told you that this is how they wanted him to feel.
We've all been trying to tell it to him for like 2 months.
Right.
And so
since the Padres didn't move him down in the lineup as you wanted.
Your fault.
Is my fault.
It's your fault.
That's what I never got.
No one said that.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's what you just said that they
He said that people don't want him on the team at all.
There were some people that
okay,
said
but
that,
mostly
sure.
People just wanted to move down in the order because they're realistic.
Oh, so you're speaking for the people that mostly wanted him to just move down.
Scraby is a man of the people. Scraby is the man of the man. People were definitely Tyler's saying something. I'm not sure what he was referring to. So
all right, let's get to break. There's plenty more of this. We only got a short show, but
welcome back, Chris.
Whatever. There's been some time apart. This is typically how the show goes. What are we going to talk about? Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. Padres. Baseball. Awards. We didn't quite get to that on Friday. I know they handed out the MVPs. I think we talked a little bit about it before we went away for Thursday night football, but did you talk about it on Friday a little bit?
Briefly, but not much of.
We'll get into some of those awards on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Monday, fun day. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Together in our Odyssey Palace studios.
I have a question. When
yes.
You get done. When did we start doing the Manic Monday thing?
Don't recall.
That just
popped
kind of
in about three, 4 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
I think
okay.
There was one day that was particularly manic. It's been sticking with it, I guess.
I mean, I can only sing in my head, just another Manic Monday.
Yeah, the Bengals, thank you. This hour of sports talk is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. I'd like to hear from a Pokemon collector.
You're looking at one.
Okay. I'm going to give you the floor in a second. SD Collectibles Card Show is back. It's at Liberty Station. Over 100 vendor tables this Saturday and Sunday. Find sports cards, Pokemon memorabilia, and more. SDCollectibles.com. Get information this Saturday at Liberty Station for you collectors out there. SDCollectibles.com. Scraby, What in the world draws you to collecting Pokemon, and exactly what is it? Because I just, to me, that is along the lines of 6'7". Like, I just, I don't understand it.
I'm with you on the 6'7" thing.
Okay.
I don't actually collect these anymore, but you can collect Pokemon cards, just like baseball cards, and you can get rare cards and stuff like that. We were talking about this on Friday because I read this. The people on the chat think that if I was a Pokemon, I would be Snorlax, which I don't want to be Snorlax. Snorlax is the lazy, sleepy, fat one, and I don't agree with that whatsoever. So I'd rather be a Jigglypuff before I was a Snorlax.
Were you one of these jokers, like, you know, walking into the ocean looking for...
No. Pokemon Go?
Holding your phone up and go, hey!
I did try it, and there was, like, actually a Poke Gym close to us, and so...
What does that look like?
You go and it's like in a virtual world, and so then you can like work out against, you know, things, and you can go to Pokestops and like buy things. And
interesting.
Like remember when the people in the Central Park were trying to chase like a rare Pokemon because it showed up, and they were like trampling all these plants and things?
Wow.
I don't remember any of that. So everybody
I'm sure it happened, though, but I don't remember any of it.
I believe you. Sure.
Chris is like, sorry I asked.
Yeah, I am. NFL, Monday Night Football, Dallas, Las Vegas tonight. Atlanta Falcons season has gone right down the tubes, and Michael Penix going to miss the rest of the season, looks like. Anyway, sources are saying that. Falcons also wide receiver Drake London week to week with a knee issue. So there's that.
I wonder how Adam Klug is feeling right about now.
He was pretty excited when they went to, three and two? Yeah, I think they beat somebody.
He came in a week after being so disappointed.
He was pretty
really
fired
good,
up.
Yeah.
Kind of like Scraby is today, about a win over the Cardinals.
That's how we're going to phrase it. Quite giddy about this win today.
Yeah, there he goes. He's got Brock Purdy in the Pro Bowl already after one game back.
I have a question in the Big
Five.
I will say this,
Gravy.
What?
I watched a little bit of that game. And for those who were trying to make the claim that there was a quarterback controversy, that was put to bed I mean,
not even close, is it?
Really quick.
He has such a good command of their offense.
It looked completely different. It didn't look as manic as
good word.
As your guy, Mac Jones. Yeah, this is.
The other thing when I watch the 49ers highlights and play is like, why doesn't somebody ever cover McCaffrey? He runs out there. There's no one near him.
It's amazing.
And I know Scravy's going to say, well, that's just great play design.
No, I was going to say.
I don't get it. He should have three guys follow him wherever he goes.
He's a matchup. I was watching this video over the weekend. He's a matchup nightmare because what do? Can't put a corner on a running back because then you got a wide receiver that's running down the field. Can't put a safety because he's so far back there.
Scravy,
linebacker. Christian McCaffrey eats for breakfast.
Scraby, I'll give it to you if there's a guy near him and he just outmaneuvers them. But he runs out there and nobody goes with him. That's where my concern is.
I'm not sure why teams don't play for the screen either, because it seems like they do it a lot.
Like, I watched the game last night because you got Gibbs on your fantasy team against me, and I watch him when he goes out. He's just so quick. He gets away from people.
But there's two guys chasing him.
But at least
enough.
People are out there covering him.
Right.
I don't see anybody covering,
I guess,
McCaffrey sometimes.
This goes back to the days. I don't know if you've seen that video of Cam Newton coming to the line and Clay Matthews is literally yelling out the play that they're about to run, and it's Christian McCaffrey he's covering. It didn't matter. He still threw the ball to Kreese and, okay, that's fine. You've been doing your study. Watch this. He still throws it to McCaffrey.
And he still runs it.
And he still runs in the end zone. So it may not really matter.
Doesn't seem to matter. Yeah, for sure. The 49ers do need a kicker again, though, Scrabe. Your boy Pinheiro hurt himself. He kicked three field goals. I know he had time to do that.
I got no time for kickers who get hurt. Okay,
Scrammy is just ruthless when it comes to kickers.
I got no time for kickers. How do you pull a hamstring kicking a field goal?
I mean, you're kicking a field goal. That's exactly how you pull your hamstring.
You're using your kicking muscle, Scrape. You know all about that.
My flexor digitorum.
You suffered an injury in that regard.
Real quick, Lisa says,
isn't that ironic that he's talking about kickers like this? This dude couldn't.
Same thing happened to him.
I'm not a professional kicker.
Just saying.
Anyone, this is from Lisa on the chat. Anyone with kids the past 10, 12 years remembers Pokemon Go and driving around searching for the characters.
I'm sure. And that had to drive a parent crazy.
My wife and I were not good parents.
Your parents, like,
we were not participating in driving
your kid
any
is
kids around.
Driving around looking for
a virtual thing.
You're looking for something nobody can see.
No one.
And the parent is like, what
you
are
just
you
look
looking
crazy.
For?
You just look crazy.
Honestly, I think it helped the parents get the kids out of the house for a little bit.
Okay. Well, didn't you have to go with them?
My kids,
depending on the age,
thankfully, were not into Pokemon.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
A couple of NBA.
Just too cool.
Quick NBA notes: Spurs, Wembanyama, Victor Wemby out for a few weeks.
He stayed in long enough to give you guys the business.
He hit a tying three against the Bulls, and then the next time down, a winning three. Now he's hurt.
Not only did he hit a tie, he like waved the whole team off. Like, get out. I got this.
And then he stepped back from 30 feet at 7'7". You're like, okay.
Yeah, that was cold.
LeBron James is coming back. Going to be practicing with the Lakers. So they're 10-4. By the way, Tony, we should give a mention to your club. They've been pretty darn good so far.
I thought one of the best quotes of the weekend was Austin Reeves making light that Bronny James was getting a start in the NBA and his dad was being sent down to the South Bay Lakers to get reactivated.
Well, we all know that the only reason LeBron James is on the team is because Bronny's there and he helped him get back.
That's right.
Ja Morant's season continues to go south, out 2 weeks. Calf muscle, and then the baseball. You talked about it going into the break. The award winners, we went over the MVP. Skeens won the Cy Young, going away.
Yeah.
Scooble beat out Crochet. So that's back-to-back years for both those guys, right?
Back-to-back years in that?
Oh,
and
no. Skeens didn't win it.
He got Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year last year, right. But still.
But back-to-back years for the managers, though.
The managers was what it was. First time that's ever happened. I don't want to take anything away from Stephen Vogt, who won again in the American League. But seriously, how did he beat out John Schneider? Schneider's team was in last place last year. This year they were the number one ranked team in the number one seed.
I don't get that. It was pretty much from the halfway point on, too. They never relinquished
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to take it away from the guy who won, but that didn't seem to make sense.
I think the theme that we saw was
a nod to the non-major market squads, right? I think you had Arnold, I think it's Matt Arnold, won the executive of the year, back-to-back years for Milwaukee. Yeah. You had back-to-back managers years for Milwaukee and the Guardians, both
small market
teams.
Okay. So you can't win the manager of the year if you're a big market
But
although I don't think Toronto would be a big market.
Toronto's one of the biggest bigger the markets.
Yeah.
But to your point, though, it doesn't change what John Schneider was able to do.
I mean, from last place to the number one seed, to me, seems like an almost a given that you would win.
Yeah.
They had the all MLB were announced last week. I ran through it, did not see a Padre on there.
There was not
so,
one.
So, never mind all of that. The reliever of the year, I think, was really surprising. Not that Diaz in the National League, he's won it three times now. He had a much better ERA than Suarez did. I can't complain a lot there. But Aroldis Chapman, winning it in the American League, he deserved it. But where did he come from? He was almost out of baseball. The Red Sox said, come on in and be the closer, and then he was lights out the whole year. Did his fastball go away for a couple of years,
no.
Tony, or did he just not have it working?
I don't think the Yankees did him any favor. I think that situation kind of played itself out in a way that maybe teams were leery of Aroldis. But whatever it did, it seemed to put a chip on his shoulder. Because he came back, his fastball was around the same as it's always been, but it's the other complimentary stuff and his command.
I remember
this year
when
was
he
different.
Struck out Manny last season when he was with the Pirates, and Manny just smiled at him like that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That seemed
sometimes
to be,
that's all you can do, Chris.
Yeah, that seemed to be the return of Aroldis Chapman, comeback player of the year, Acuna and DeGrom. Both guys coming off big injuries. I can't believe this. Outstanding DH. Shohei Ohtani?
What?
Yeah. No way.
Kyle Schwarber gets
he gets
passed
shafted
over
again. He gets shafted again. He probably was a unanimous vote again. Meanwhile, the Hall of Fame names are out. I think we should, to me, this is worthy of a congratulations to Cole Hamels.
For
right?
Sure.
Rancho Bernardo, local guy.
For sure.
And he's a Hall of Fame ballot guy, and he's got a chance to get votes.
He's got the best chance of the new guys,
probably,
I think.
Of the new guys. I think that's great. I mean, Cole Hamels, what a great career he ended up having. I remember him pitching. I don't know if you ever – what was the age thing there, Tony?
I faced Cole when he was a freshman.
I
was a senior. He was a freshman.
And?
Did you see anything that
looked like he might be good?
No,
or?
I didn't.
Oh, really?
Not as a freshman. I mean, he was a tall, skinny.
Yeah.
He wasn't throwing that hard yet. And then so fast forward 3 years when he was a senior, I remember coming back down. And, Cole was really good friends with a neighbor of mine that lived by. So I knew him beforhand. And so coming back to see him pitch in seniors, this dude, he's going to be the real deal.
Well,
and he was.
He had a great career. So congrats to him. He'll be on the ballot. Some of the other names, Ryan Braun, a good hitter. I don't think quite Hall of Fame. Matt Kemp, also some moments. I don't really know that any of the new names are legit Hall of Fame guys yet. But I think a lot of the guys returning on the ballot will be interesting.
Yeah.
Beltran was the one who came the closest. Again, the biggest argument is going to be the holdovers like A-Rod, Manny Ramirez. I don't know what Andrew Jones, what's holding him back.
Yeah, I think
he didn't get caught up in that.
I think he's
going to
make
thing,
a big jump. I think Andrew's going to make a huge jump next year, especially considering that what you just mentioned about some of the new names outside
right,
of Cole.
Right, there should be some openings.
Not really being, quite on that scale yet at this point, at least first time ballot through.
Yeah. So that'll be the World Series, the MVP balloting. I think Manny Ramirez and A-Rod, well, A-Rod for sure. So is Manny. Those are MVP or Hall of Fame players. And to me, they did what they did in their era, and they were so far ahead of and better than everybody to me, they're a Hall of Fame. I think Jimmy Rollins is a hell of a player to only get 18% of the vote, Tony. I think they're looking past him a little.
I think quite a few of those guys jump. I'm really interested to see what the Veterans Committee does with Roger and Barry and Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, those guys whose
those name are some names.
Has fallen off the
Dale Murphy got hosed somewhere along the line.
Gary Sheffield, another one. Yeah. Like, there's a ton of Carlos Delgado's and all those names have fallen off and will have to get in via that veteran committee vote. So
yeah. Finishing up Cole Hamels' career too. 163 wins. 122. Yeah, so 41 games over 500. 3.43 ERA, which was legit solid in the 70s, but is outstanding in this era.
Yeah.
And
he was a big time pitcher too. Like, he pitched.
He got MVP of the championship series and the World Series.
Yeah.
So ask anybody in Philadelphia whether they think he should be in the Hall of Fame. They'll tell you he should be.
He was a monster to face, man. He had great command. And when he started to develop the cutter away to lefties, it just gave him another weapon. And man, he had a terrific career. I wish it could have ended the way he wanted. Remember, he signed with the Padres in hopes that he could get
right.
Healthy.
We thought we might be able to squeeze one more year out of him.
Just couldn't get
there.
The body going at that point.
Yeah. Finishing up, another thing on Ryan Braun that I had forgotten, along with his statistics, he had a steroid bust as well.
Yeah,
late in his career.
That's happened the same year that Matt Kemp probably should have won the MVP
Braun got it, 2011.
And then it was later found out, over time that he tested positive that
year. I hope you guys just didn't talk about this because I was reading something, but Brian Braun can't get in if none of those other guys get in. Okay, sounds like you guys have already talked about it.
Carl Sheffer's not on the ballot.
Every time I see Carl Sheffer's, I think of Tony, by the way. He was refereeing.
Yeah, it was me. But it's been you the last like three times.
Hey, at least I prefaced it with I was reading something.
The funny thing to me is that Carl Sheffers is now the butt of our joke. Has no idea, had nothing to do with it. He didn't do anything wrong at all.
Carl Sheffers.
He was just in the news.
Just in the news all that day, yeah. So that's some of the baseball. I like the Hall of Fame balloting and stuff. I think, all of us feel like we know who should be in and who shouldn't, but that's, for them to decide. I think it's, Bonds. What's going to happen, though, Tony? There's one of two. We're either going to go on another 60 years and past my lifetime, it's going to be like Pete Rose, right? It's going to be like, okay, let's put him in, but after he dies.
Yeah.
And that seems even sillier to me than just breaking it open now and saying, okay, we know what they were. We'll put it in there if we have to on his plaque, if that's what you really want. But the Hall deserves – Barry Bonds should be in there, and so is Pete Rose. And Pete Rose, I think, is eventually going to get there after all this time.
I don't know, man. I think it is one of those situations where Barry and Roger, they were operating in a gray area at the time it went down. And I think there will, over time, be some sympathy towards that. With Pete, even though he is no longer with us, there is a definitive rule that he broke that was the number one rule.
There was no gray area.
There was no gray area. And I think that's the thing that will ultimately keep him from getting in unless a commissioner does it on his own, which
so
they
you
can't.
Think that even now that he's put on the veterans ballot and it's the way is clear for him to get on, you still think Pete won't make it?
I think those are the dudes who might feel the strongest about it at this point.
Yeah, very well could be the case. I my biggest argument on Barry Bonds is that he was clearly a Hall of Famer
beforehand.
He stepped off the field
right
completely in 1998 and never played another minute.
Right.
But I understand people who say you did what you did and it's going to cost you.
Yep.
So, but like, aren't we mostly forgiving on stuff?
We
Scraby's
are.
Scraby's not.
Well, yeah.
But
Scraby's
I think we are mostly forgiving, right? People commit crimes. They never
Good
mind.
Point.
I'm not going to the political world. But I'm just saying we are very forgiving out there.
Yeah.
We truly are.
We are
normally as
some,
a society.
Some things, apparently.
I think some of the other Pete Rose stuff might be an issue.
Which one?
Like dating underage girls and...
I mean, that should have been an issue for... I mean, listen, there's a lot of that in the Hall of Fame. Not a lot of that, but a lot of...
Ty Cobb was a horrendous human being. A
lot of bad humans.
Character...
Flaws.
Flaws,
yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that,
O.J. Simpson's never taken out of the NFL Hall of Fame. Still there. Lawrence Taylor.
Not guilty. So.
Still there. Right. That's fair. Not really.
I don't know why you guys are laughing.
College football, the polls came out. And I don't know. I think Oklahoma was the big winner this weekend, right? They beat Alabama.
Yep.
Looks like the SEC is probably going to get five teams now out of the 12 in the tournament.
They're not happy about that. They want all 12.
They want all 12. You know, there are people in sports that I dislike, and then there's Paul Feinbaum. And to hear this guy look into the camera and just give it the old, I don't care what they do. The best 12 teams ought to make it. And he's obviously sticking up for his own boys in the SEC. But you know what? Just because the rankings say you're better, it doesn't always mean you're better. We find that out every year.
You know what scares me about Paul Feinbaum is he's about to go into politics, and I could see him delving into NCAA matters while on that soapbox.
I don't like that guy.
He just seems like a weasel.
Weasel. Oh, that was Tony saying that. I get a little support. Got the Daily Gambit coming up. Hour number two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.